And we're going to be obviously fleshing out that concept, that notion, because it is not one that we are accustomed to thinking at all. We have been conditioned to subsume individual affinities and longings to the collective purpose of the state. And so we're going to explore what it would mean for a world in which the individual is the basic unit of political organization. A recent solicitation I received from an organization that challenges the abusiveness of big corporations boasts among their achievements progress in these policy areas: an amendment to overturn Citizens United and related Supreme Court decisions, environmental regulation, workers' quote-unquote rights, globalization, corporate welfare, etc. People and organizations like this, and good-hearted folk in academia, believe they are working for we the people, perhaps even advancing the cause of our freedom. And in rare cases, as with Popper, our good three, Alice and Bernal, they are indeed. But they have to have a global, i.e., affecting all humanity, political objective in order to do that. They have to know what they're dealing with. This is key. I've been thinking a lot about this, of how many good-hearted folk who believed in working with their brothers and sisters and transforming, helping us to transform ourselves from within, lost their lives for want of knowing about these clandestine operators with their clandestine plans and their belief in sculpting the reality they want and eliminating those they consider unfit from it. And ultimately, that's every single one of us, because with the exception of themselves, they believe the elderly are no longer needed. I would suspect they even see themselves as humanitarians. Peace, I cannot believe that it's an accident. I have to see it as propaganda. The fact that, as I said in an earlier show, almost every TV show I hear, overhear bits of from my son, that is the theme. Killing is not so bad. Killing is understandable. And as we've been asking folk to consider, given the existence of these clandestine weapons and the fact that they have been in existence for decades and decades, that given the MO, the history of power over the ages, elimination of what they consider to be opposition is what they do, is what they do. And they have deep history of ruthlessness, to say the least. Pick any Shakespeare tragedy at random, you'll get a taste. And he based his dramas on historical fact. So we have to begin in our working together, acknowledging that there is this thing called hidden power that is actively involved in undermining what we do, that they work clandestinely. And we've been taking the time to read the 18th Brumaire and Wallerstein's latest World Systems book in order to see the history of how these, and Alice Miller, of how these guys came to adopt secrecy as their MO. But while outing hidden power historically, for this is the good work that those in academe do who are working for our freedom, helping us see where these power guys came from. The critical work they do of demystification is important. It's not key to building numbers. Most folks don't need to see the history of it, the trajectory Plato, Hegel, Bentham, Guizot, disseminated through those elite universities to the next generation global state statesmen to be moved to action in the cause of freedom. Most folk may be curious about how these stunted souls merge their isolated smallness into a confederated one stunted smallness in time. But the sense of urgency that leads to action seeds in love. Love for our last gasping great gifts from the earth and the ancestors in ourselves and in our brothers and sisters. We want our gifts to live, our souls to be big, to be fully alive in dynamic interaction with all living things, without being smacked down by stunted souls who feel threatened when they see it. Able to do so because they've stolen our earth's common resources and converted them into a gun at our backs. We want to be fully alive. We want our gifts to grow. And we need to see that it's possible. That is the longing we reach out to and support in our brothers and sisters as we build this movement.